In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was a kid growing up, of course, we had the old prayer book, the 1928 prayer book. And one of the things I remember from the service in that book, and it's still in our prayer book in Rite One that we don't use very often, were some sentences from Scripture that were said after the confession and absolution, just before the exchange of the peace. And they were known as the comfortable words. And they began with one of the lines from our gospel today. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Comforting words, comfortable words, and words that really are speaking to me right now as we face so many challenges. A recent column in the New York Times by David Brooks talked about the five major challenges that our society is facing right now, and they include the racial strife and protests, of course, and the pandemic, the economic uncertainty and challenges that we're going through, and it's led to this incredible anxiety and stress that we are feeling, I think at least most of us are feeling. It's a challenge to stay positive during this time. I felt myself on a kind of roller coaster. I kind of go with the energy. When I feel a burst of energy, I gotta go with it and get as much done as possible, because other times I just feel weighed down by the worries of the world, by worries about the future, worries about the church, worries about my family. All of these things are just inhabiting my mind and my heart. As I was looking at our scriptures today, I found several places that really spoke to that kind of state. You know, in our gospel today, right before those comfortable words that Jesus gives, he's kind of throwing up his hands. He's vexed with the crowds because you can't please people is kind of the theme, I think, that he is saying. You know, he said, when John the Baptist came, you criticized him because he was fasting. He wouldn't eat and drink. So you picked on him for that. And now I come and I'm eating and drinking. And so you criticize me for that. You just can't please some people. And you know who we really can't please? We can't please ourselves. We are our own worst enemies in so many ways. St. Paul's famous passage today from Romans is one of the most insightful psychological statements in the entire Bible. I do not understand my own actions, St. Paul says, and can't we agree? I can't understand my own actions, for the very thing I don't want to do is what I do. I'm at war with myself. This came home to me a little bit. As one of my positive steps during the pandemic, I've been working with a parishioner, Judith Ogren. She is doing health coaching, and shout out to Judith. So I've been working with her each week to try to come to grips with why I am at war with myself when it comes to healthy eating and maintaining a healthy weight. It's been a struggle my entire life. I just love food, and I don't eat what I should, even though I know all of the nutrition. I mean, I've got it all up here. It just doesn't translate down here. And so I've been working with her on understanding more deeply what goes into that. And in some of the lessons that she's had, there have been some things that I've really been struggling with and thinking about and chewing on. In fact, literally chewing on. And one of them is the state of mind that I am in when I'm eating. Am I hungry or not hungry? Am I stressed out or not stressed out? Some of the research that she shared with me shows that we actually metabolize our food differently depending on whether we are in a state of stress, that kind of fight or flight mentality, or whether we are in a state of calm. And it's important to be in a state of calm for us to get the most nutrition out of our food. And I think there's a spiritual lesson in this nutritional lesson, because I think the very same patterns apply whether we are talking about our food and our physical health or whether we are talking about our spiritual and emotional health. We are holistic beings. The Bible says that we are made of spirit, mind, and body, and that all three of those are deeply intertwined. And so I think it's important to look at that in a time of great stress and to ask ourselves, what is going on inside? What's going inside in our minds and our hearts and our spirits and even our bodies as we face these difficult, challenging times? How are we able to figure out the path that will lead us to greater wholeness and health and happiness and freedom? What are those habits and patterns and strategies that may lead us more deeply into the life that God is calling us to inhabit and to live? I think some of the strategies can really help. One of the things that Judith shared with me was you can actually trick your body. If you're stressed out, you can trick your body by doing breathing exercises. And this reminded me of some of the times that I've been in retreats and been working on times of quietness and centeredness and prayer. And it made me think of the efforts that Paul and Judy have been leading us in, and Father John and others, to enter more deeply into contemplative prayer. I think that is an antidote to some of the jangliness of the world we're living in right now, to train ourselves to be still and to enter more deeply into the presence of God. It doesn't mean that we ignore the struggles. It doesn't mean that we deny the struggles, but it does mean that we enter those struggles as the very best people in the very best condition that we can. So I invite you during this time, perhaps during this summertime, I hope you're getting some time for R&R in some way. I know some of you are finding ways to travel. Maybe you're stuck at home. Maybe your summer vacation is a staycation. I hope you can find the things that really give you recreation, that really nourish your soul, your spirit, your mind, and your body. I hope you can practice some things that give you pleasure and give you that sense of contentment and deep joy and peace. One of the phrases that I loved from our Old Testament lesson today comes from the prophet Zechariah. He's talking about the promise of God's salvation for the people who've been in exile. Talks about returning back to the land. And he says that you must be prisoners of hope. Some of us have felt like prisoners during the last 3 months. But prisoners of hope means something entirely different. It means that we're anticipating and relying upon not ourselves, not our own strength and wisdom, our own goodness, but we are relying upon the God who has made us and is redeeming us and loves us so much, pours out that love, particularly through the person and the life of Jesus Christ. Hope, it comes ultimately not from our own cleverness or our own virtue or our own strength. It comes from our willingness to submit to God. As Jesus tells us, to take his yoke upon us, a yoke that is not a burden, but a yoke that is light. It is light because it is borne by Christ himself, who gives us the power and the peace and ultimately the love to let go of our pride, to let go of our ego, to let go of our fear and our anxiety, to let go of our suspicion and our hatred of others, to let go of all that rhetoric that is so toxic right now, to let go of all of that and to rest in the experience of the presence of God made known to us in Jesus. So meditate, if you will, this week. Sometimes it helps to have a mantra as we are centering ourselves in prayer. Maybe use these comfortable words. I still hear them in the words of the prayer book of my childhood. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. I will refresh you. May we be refreshed in the love and peace and presence of God in Jesus Christ. Amen.